Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of four best-selling books, and president of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And I just love that intro music. That's from the opera Turandot. Nessun Dorma, Nessun Dorma. It's all about conquering. Venturo, Venturo. Conquering your problems. And I'm here to help you conquer any vision problems that you might have. And this evening, we're going to be talking about the Camino de Santiago de Compostela. And if you're listening to this radio show after June the 16th, my wife and I are probably already on our 500-mile pilgrimage in northern Spain to raise awareness and hope for macular degeneration. And you can track our progress at www.healingtheeye.com/Camino. And that's healingtheeye, all one word, .com/Camino, C-A-M-I-N-O. You can also contribute to our cause by going to www.healingtheeye.com/Camino. And you can contribute from 1 cent to $10 for each mile we complete. And all the money we raise, it's going to the Restore Vision Foundation, which is an Arizona nonprofit corporation. And it's a real pleasure this evening. My guest on the radio show is Father Kevin Codd, who's the author of a phenomenal book. It's called To the Field of Stars. And this is one of the books that was instrumental in getting me interested in doing the Camino de Santiago. And Father Kevin, it's a real pleasure to have you on Healthy Vision.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Kondrat. I'm honored.
Well, and I always joke to people, you know, they ask me, what is the Camino de Santiago? What is it about? And I always refer to them to read your book, and I also warn them. I say, be careful now, because if you read Father Kevin's book, you're going to probably want to do the Camino. So I thought we'd start off by if you could just share with us a little bit about your background. You're sure. A Catholic priest, and right. You practice in the state of Washington, so maybe tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, happily. I grew up in a family with 10 brothers and sisters, and of course mom and dad, and various animals, and dogs and cats, and grew up in a very Catholic family. We went to church every Sunday, that sort of thing, went to Catholic schools growing up, most of us. I, through high school and college and even theology studies, of course. And then I've worked in the Diocese of Spokane, which is in the eastern part of Washington State, most of my life, except for a year in Guatemala, and then 8 years back at my former seminary in Belgium, the American College in Leuven or Louvain. And it was... I've worked in a lot of different places, mostly in smaller communities with large Hispanic populations, because I've been able to successfully learn Spanish and I'm fairly fluent in that. And that really helped when I was walking across the Spanish frontier, of course. And while I was in Europe, the 8 years I was in Belgium, at some point early on there, I'd heard about the Camino vaguely. At some point there, I read a book, kind of captured my interest. It's one of those sort of mysteries. You don't really know why it catches your interest, but some little light turns on or a little whatever. And you say, well, that would be kind of nice to add to my bucket list or do someday, but it doesn't really become very real. And then after my mother died while I was over there, I thought, you know, when I've got some free time, a vacation, I don't need to go home anymore because my mom is gone to God, and so I can do some different things now with my free time. And so at that point I said, well, this is the time, I guess, to go do this pilgrimage thing, this Camino thing. So I began telling people that was what I was going to do, and then once I told people, I was pretty committed, and even though I had a lot of second thoughts and doubts about it and didn't really prepare for it, and this is now 10 years ago or so, and jumped in with both feet, literally, and didn't really know what I was up to, and began. So I took the train from Louvain, through Brussels down to Paris, and from Paris down south to the Bordeaux region, and then up to the little village on the Spanish frontier, little French village called Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, which people might know if they've seen the movie The Way with Martin Sheen. And that's where his pilgrimage, his fictional character, begins, and it's where I began. And I just started walking, and I had a little cheap backpack and some cheap boots, and I was to pay the price for that down the road, but I started not really knowing what I was getting into. And if the first several days were tough, then it gets better. But that's kind of how I got interested. It was I didn't prepare, and it was only sort of a vague idea, and I didn't read up, I didn't study. There were not very many books at that time about it, and very few articles, and very few Americans had been doing it up to that point. That's a much later phenomena, Americans being out there. But at that point, I was pretty much not the only American out there, but one of the very few. So that's the kind of the opening story, I guess, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. You know what I really admire about your book? You would think like a documentary about a journey, a trek, a pilgrimage would be kind of boring, but every chapter is just so fascinating. You know, mm-hmm. Honestly, Father, when I picked up your book, after reading the first paragraph, I could not put it down. I was just so engrossed. Something resonated inside of me. I mean, you have such a gift for communicating, and I was just literally, there were several nights where I just stayed up all night reading
really?
Your book.
Oh,
and this is not a paid commercial. I'm not making anything on this book, but if you're listening out there and you just want to read a wonderful book, even if you have no intention of doing the Camino, it's called Field of Stars by Kevin A. Codd, C-O-D-D. Now, before we come to break, I just wanted, you know, I was kind of really intrigued by the mysticism of this pilgrimage. And I wonder if you could just talk to us a little bit about why is this such a popular pilgrimage? And maybe talk about some of the mysticism and why it's so important in the history of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Well, gosh, you know, that's a wonderful question, and it's with all things sort of spiritual and mystical, it's really hard to put your thumb on any particular thing. And I think that's what the book in some ways attempts to do through the very humanity of it, the dirtiness of it. You have these rich interior experiences as you go along, and obviously it's been that way for a long time. So the pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela, to the burial place, the traditional burial place of St. James the Apostle, St. James the Greater, it's been here for over 1,000 years now. People have been walking this route from about the 800s on. And, you know, if you read a little bit about medieval pilgrimage, there are all kinds of reasons for doing it. You could do it to get rid of your sins. You could do it as an act of thanksgiving. You could do it as a way of being relieved of a criminal sentence, and all sorts of other reasons. Rich people did it, poor people did it, some on horseback, some on foot. And they've been walking it. Okay, they've been walking it now.
We got a two-minute warning. But
okay.
Before we come to break, we're going to get back to this because I can go into a lot more detail. I just wanted to make a comment. In the movie The Way, Martin Sheen, who plays the character of an ophthalmologist, and of course I'm an ophthalmologist, that's why the movie resonated with me. And the other interesting feature is Martin Sheen, his company called In Focus, did a special production on my Healing the Eye Center. his program called In Focus. So there's some synchronicity between Martin Sheen and his role as an ophthalmologist and him helping me with getting some knowledge on what I'm doing to help people with visual problems.
Yeah. And in the movie,
he is trying to overcome his grief from the loss of his son. He didn't have a good relationship with his son. So he did the Camino sprinkling the ashes of his son.
Right.
So it's a really wonderful, wonderful movie.
Yeah. And Martin Sheen was one of the first to read my book, and he wrote me a wonderful note just after it came out. So I feel really close to him as well. I'm really grateful for that.
So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me is Father Kevin Codd, who's the author of To the Field of Stars. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Camino de Santiago, his book, and Father's Cod experiences. And I'm hoping that Father will give me a blessing to wish me buen Camino before I depart on my trip. We'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for an alternative solution to treat glaucoma? Losing your memory? A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmologica showed that oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressing glaucoma received acetylcholine for 2 years. At the end of that study, the group that received acetylcholine had a much slower rate of visual loss. This study indicates that supplementation with oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. Acetylcholine has also been shown to improve memory and slow the rate of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Kondrat has formulated a new product that not only has acetylcholine, but other key ingredients to improve your vision and memory. Try his new product for 3 months and see the difference. Dr. Kondrat's Vision and Memory product is now being offered at a 20% discount. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. Begin to change your vision and memory now. 800-430-9328.
A new approach to dementia and Alzheimer's is finally available, and it's under your nose. Yes, the answer to these two devastating diseases is right under your nose. Or should I say, in your nose. A published study shows that intranasal light, a laser light placed in your nose, can reverse symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In 30 days, over two-thirds of the patients had an improvement of symptoms. This treatment can also help with headaches and memory problems. Treatment is simple with a small laser light placed in your nostril. The laser light bathes the blood vessels in the nose, which then travel to the brain. This treatment is documented to reduce inflammation and stimulate activity of cells. This simple, portable treatment device can be used daily. For more information, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or visit healingtheeye.com. The answer is right under your nose. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Investors try to predict market trends, but the key to successful investing is eliminating guesswork and emotion. That's why an investment model based on key indicators yields stronger returns. Arlington Capital Management has successfully implemented a model called Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy, or PAS. It eliminates guesswork, market timing, and an outdated buy and hold strategy. For example, the PAS model shifted to cash in 08, avoiding the bear market and 49% decline in the S&P, then shifted back in 09, and since the S&P gained 123%.
I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Our clients have found that a proactive strategy helps build their wealth during bull markets and preserve it during bear markets. Our unique PAS investment model tells us when to buy, what to own, and when to sell. I'd like to invite you to a proactive investment management seminar in Scottsdale, Tuesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. To reserve your seat, please call 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or register at arlington-capital.com.
Log on and listen live, 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Health and Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Father Kevin Codd. He's the author of To the Field of Stars, just a wonderful book about the Camino de Santiago. And those of you that tuned in, you're asking, what in the world is the Camino de Santiago? And please stay tuned, because this is just a phenomenal spiritual pilgrimage that has really changed the lives of so many people. The movie The Way, starring Martin Sheen, is a wonderful introduction to the Camino. And, of course, Father Kevin's book, To the Field of Stars, is a great book documenting his journey taking this pilgrimage. But I have to warn you, if you do read the book, you're going to probably want to do the Camino with me. In fact, Father, I have two patients. They're going to be joining me on the Camino.
Oh, wonderful.
One patient is a gentleman that I treated for macular degeneration. And he's going to be joining us. But before we came to break, we were talking about some of the historical aspects of the pilgrimage, and you mentioned that many people do it for penance, for forgiveness, or a quest, or they have a question. I know one of the reasons I'm doing it, I just have a wonderful relationship with my wife, Lee, and my mother, before she passed away, always told us, you know, the most valuable possession you have is time.
Right.
And you really got to do things together.
Right.
Even though we both have a very busy life, I said to my wife, I said, Lee, we just have to take the time to do it. You know,
right.
Spend quality time together. And then, of course, for me to help raise awareness, because I see so many people that are going blind from macular degeneration, they're just giving up hope. So it's my mission to give them hope, to help improve their vision, and to help them cope with this disease and make their life more functional.
Right.
But tell us more about the mysticism of the Camino.
So I think it's always been there. It's been part of it, I think, for all these centuries. And I think nowadays it has sort of a new, maybe a new twist because of the different times we live in. You know, it's one of those experiences, I think, where you experience deeply your humanity in all of its goodness and its roughness, and you're worn thin by the rigor of the experience, the difficulties, sometimes the pain, the heat, and that wearing thin wears down, I think, our defenses. It wears down our arrogance, our pride, and in the humility of being out there day after day after day and realizing you're not the big shot you thought you were, I think a lot begins to happen in terms of what happens inside the person. Many people find their lives gentled, I guess would be the right word. They find their trust in humanity restored because of the goodness of the other pilgrims and of the people who take care of the pilgrims along the way. The extraordinary generosity and hospitality and welcome that you receive, and the worse off you are, the more you get. It seems like the humbler you are, the more down you are, the more there are people there to care for you and lift you up. And then when you're up, you help the ones who are down. And I think for people who are searching for God or searching for spirituality or searching for a renewal of their faith, rawness of humanity and humility is a great opening to all kinds of, for everyone's a little bit different, everyone has their own stories, but the commonality of the stories when we start telling them among ourselves are so similar that you start to see a deeper life in life. You start to see a deeper reality in the earth under your feet and in the sky above your head. And that's, you walk into a church and you sit down in the cool of an old, 12th century Romanesque church after a hot walk and your hot day out on the road, and you just find yourself weeping without any good reason. You're not sad. You're not, you just start crying. And so many pilgrims experience that. They're just sort of venting through their eyes, their, whatever they're letting go of and whatever they're receiving back in the, and it's a, I think it happens to many of the pilgrims. They just find one day they cry and they cry and they cry. And that's a great experience. I think a lot of them, a common experience is you find that the elements of nature sometimes are with you and sometimes they feel like they're against you. And you realize that, there's a nature bigger than nature in all of that. There's beauty in it. There's meaning in it. I tell the story in my book of passing through a terrible thunderstorm out of Astorga along the way. And for me, it was really a revelation that my panicky prayer at that moment when I thought my goose was pretty close to being cooked was as dramatically as I could ever imagine it, beyond what I think a lot of people would think was real, work. That just changes people so much. And when you finally get to Santiago de Compostela and you walk into the cathedral, and it's beautifully portrayed in Martin Sheen's movie, you walk in very humbly and very open, and I think people really feel that St. James, Santiago, has guided them there and has led them there and has been with them all along, as well as the Lord, if they're Christians, God, if they're general believers. A lot of people, I think, refine their faith and certainly find a deeper spirituality along the way. It's a long way, and you get worn down and you get rebuilt, I suppose, in a way, interiorly.
Yeah, I like your comments, Father, about, I guess you start the journey thinking you're alone and how in the world are you going to make it? And then you find out that so many things are there, so many people, to help you along the way. And you have your trials and tribulations. And, of course, I heard your dog barking in the background. The first thing I heard was, the beauty of the dog. He's probably happy that, he's with you. And it also reminded me of the other polarity, the snoring in the refugio. You got to wear the earplugs because,
bring your earplugs.
Every so many kilometers, they have these refuge places, I guess, so there's monasteries or churches where they have bunk beds.
Yeah.
And you maybe have 40 or 50 people, maybe more, I don't know, Father.
Some are small, some are big, yeah.
And then, snoring is the problem. And one part of the book I thought was really humorous. You were really annoyed because some guy, Togun, came in late. He didn't turn the lights out in the refugio and laid in the bunk above you and was snoring very loudly. And you had to control yourself as a Catholic priest, Not the curse.
I left some of the swear words out of the book.
Okay. Yeah, and we're coming up to another break, but when we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit about your issue as a Catholic priest, because I know in the book that you kind of kept that fact hidden from some of the pilgrims. You didn't let them know that you were a Catholic priest, which I thought was kind of interesting. I have a commercial. My wife and I, we're doing the Camino, and we are looking for sponsors. So we do have a couple corporate sponsors, and this is going for a very good cause to raise awareness for macular degeneration and give hope to patients. You can go to healingtheeye.com/Camino, C-A-M-I-N-O, or you can give the office a call at 800-333-7000. 1-800-430-9328. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about the adventures of the Camino with Father Kevin Codd. We'll be right back after this break.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Dave Perkins, the Secretary of State, with some tough talk for the Gitmo 5. Here's the Blaze Radio's Tom Peace.
On CNN's State of the Union, Secretary of State John Kerry says he believes if these terrorists rejoin the fight, they're putting their lives at risk.
These guys pick a fight with us in the future or now or at any time at enormous risk, and we have proven what we're capable of doing with Al-Qaeda, the core Al-Qaeda, in West Pakistan, Afghanistan.
Sergeant Bo Bergdahl on his way home now after 5 years of captivity in Afghanistan. President Obama trading to get Bergdahl the five most wanted terrorists at Gitmo. Most wanted, that is to say, by Al-Qaeda, who have been trying to get these five men released back to them for years. Bo Bergdahl himself still in Germany, physically ready, so says the New York Times, but mentally not ready to come home yet and not yet speaking to his family. His father, Bob Bergdahl, reporting death threats coming by email. Four emails forwarded to the FBI, received by Bob Bergdahl at his home near Haley, Idaho. Investigation underway and security being provided to the Bergdahl family. Nothing but the best transportation for the escapees in this prison break in Canada, with the report, the Blaze Radio's Chris Vermilion.
Police on the hunt in Quebec for a helicopter after it hovers over a prison, lowers a rope ladder, and scoops three inmates off to their escape. Police telling NBC News there's a massive manhunt going on to try to locate the three prisoners, all of whom are identified as armed and dangerous. This, the second time in just over a year, that inmates have used helicopters to escape a prison in Quebec.
And Fox News reporting the DHS launching an investigation into yesterday's small plane scare in D.C. that forced evacuation of the Capitol and the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Perkins. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, gradually winding up a June weekend. High temperatures near 105. That's still a few degrees above normal for early June. As we move into this upcoming week, we heat up near 110. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 105 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state. But that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. A partner men can count on. 602-995-6666. That's 602-995-6666. Offices in Scottsdale, Chandler, and downtown Phoenix. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
Call Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat, and I'm getting my legs ready for the Camino. My wife and I did a 15-mile hike today in hot Florida sun, so I think we're in shape. And if you're listening to this radio broadcast, and it's after June the 16th, my wife and I are already on the Camino. and we plan to be back the end of July. So you can follow us on the pilgrimage by going to www.healingtheeye.com/Camino. There's also a link there if you're interested in pledging our support. All the money we raise is going to the Restored Vision Foundation, an Arizona nonprofit corporation to help people with vision problems. And on the break, Father Kevin and I were talking about some of the synchronicities with the Camino. I know, I guess it was probably a yearning inside of me, and when I read Father Kevin's book, To the Field of Stars, I just said, this is something I have to do. And even shopping for some gear at REI and different hiking stores, meeting people who have done the Camino, kind of, you know, encouraging me to do it. So it's kind of like opened up this whole different dimension in my life. And, of course, you know, having the pleasure, Father, and having you on the radio show, this, you know, gives me goosebumps because I just love your book so much. You're kind of like, you know, you're a rock star.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, my first year of that.
Yeah. So, you know, this is really a thrill for me.
Thank you.
You know what? It just came to my mind. Why did you call the book Field of Stars? Let's talk about that, the dancing stars.
Sure.
Which I thought was so interesting.
Yeah. Well, the word Compostela, which is the name of the town where St. James is traditionally, his burial is traditionally located, Compostela. There's two possible translations of that from Latin. One is Campo Stella, Field of Stars, which is the more poetic one. The other is comes from the Latin word compostum, which means graveyard or cemetery. So I thought to the cemetery didn't sound so good, so to the Field of Stars sounded a lot more poetic. And actually there's a part of the mythology or the storytelling about the discovery of James's bones there in whatever it was, the 7th or 8th century, involves the stars, and so I play on that quite a bit within the book, and it's one of the sort of the sub-themes or the themes that kind of runs through it.
And then we also talked about, you know, the physical demands. I mean, it is a 500-mile pilgrimage,
right.
And people various ages do it. Told me that there's men in their 70s. I'm 64 years of age, and I'm looking forward to it. So I guess the point I want to make is physically it shouldn't scare an individual. You want to talk a little bit about
sure.
that in terms of bands?
Yeah, it's hard. It's not easy, but it is doable by all kinds of people, different weights, different ages, of course, men and women. Women, I think American women tend to be afraid that if they go unaccompanied, they might, you know, be assaulted or something out there, and that's seldom, there's almost, you never hear about that. I seldom have ever heard of anything like that. It's very, very safe for women by themselves or couples. Physically, you know, there are some challenges. If you go carefully and you train well, which I didn't do the first time, you can avoid most of the physical problems, blisters.
So you did no training at all before?
Well, the first time I did almost none. No, I that was a big mistake. But I.
So tell us about that.
when I realized I was in trouble was about 3 days in, and I started getting blisters and didn't know how to care for them. At that point, later on, pilgrims taught me how to care for them. So blisters can be painful, and especially if you have to walk on them. So that's bad enough, but they heal. And then later on in the walk, I got a very serious case of tendonitis in my leg, my lower leg. And I walked through it, which probably maybe wasn't the best thing to do, but I took a bunch of medicine and stuff, anti-inflammatories, and got through it. But it was very painful and very difficult. At times, but that's because I didn't prepare well. I didn't train well. And I think if people do train and they do get their legs and their body used to carrying a pack and walking the distances that are involved and drink, you know, lots of water, take all the usual precautions, they can do it without too much difficulty. You know, you can never know. There's, You know, you can get a cold out there, you can get the flu out there, you can drink something bad or eat something bad and have a day or 2 days of diarrhea, and you just have to back off until you're feeling better, and then get back on your horse and go the next route, the next length. But people do it successfully of all ages and sizes and shapes, so it's very doable.
And one advantage I have, being an alternative doctor, I'm taking my homeopathic remedy kit, and there's wonderful homeopathic remedies for tendonitis, for bruises, for injuries that really work well. Yeah. And I'm also taking a couple of microcurrent devices. There's several microcurrent devices that are just amazing. It delivers an electrical current to reduce swelling, eliminate pain, which I've successfully used hiking in the Grand Canyon and, and other athletic trips. So I'm almost having a mini hospital or first aid.
I should have walked with you.
In my backpack, although it is adding some extra weight.
Yeah.
And, of course, my wife is making me, you know, take all the water, and her pack is probably half the weight as my pack.
You're a gallant man.
Yeah, we've done some test hikes, and you know, I'm holding up okay. So
good.
I'm kind of prepared for that. You did mention in your book that many doctors will treat you as a courtesy as a pilgrim. So there's a lot of, which I find really really amazing and made me feel good.
Yes. People do take wonderful care. The local people take wonderful care of the pilgrims. And, you know, if you walk into the refuge at the end of the day and you're hurting somewhere, they'll say, well, you know, the doctor's over here, we'll take you there. And very, very often, I can't guarantee it's all the time, but they charge very little or minimal. And, you know, Americans are always asking, will my insurance work over there? And it may or may not, but the kindness and care of the people will work, and you know, people, you will be well taken care of along the way by many, many, many people. That's one of the joys of the whole experience.
Now, I wanted to ask you: in the book, you talked about going incognito, that you really didn't want a lot of the pilgrims to know that you were a Catholic priest, and you got into some kind of humorous situations, you know.
Well, it wasn't that I didn't want them. I found right away that people didn't really ask what you did. They ask you your name and maybe what country you're from, and then you just sort of become friends, but you don't really ask too many questions, unless you become very close friends, which I did with one or two people along the way. So it wasn't like I was hiding it. It just didn't come up because it didn't come up for anybody. But, there were moments where, you know, I would find myself in some place and go join the priests who were saying Mass, and all of a sudden the other pilgrims would be surprised to see me up there. and I know, fine, that's no problem. But I think, you know, I think that's a choice people make. I chose not to go, you know, waving any kind of flag. I think some clergy do. They go, some of them go dressed even in their, if they're religious, they go in their robes or something, which is fine. That's the Franciscans or something. It's a very different experience, and it's a valid one, but it wasn't the one I chose that time around.
Yeah, well, the one thing that I think really appeals to me is that it seems like everybody's on equal footing.
So you very much are.
You're carrying your own clothes on your back, your own belongings. It's a very simple existence. It doesn't matter if you're a pauper or a prince. Everybody is equal, unless you have a limo taking you from village to village. And we did come across a service in England. They have a service where they'll take your belongings to the next village.
They have that along the Camino as well now.
Yeah, so my wife saw that. I said, honey, don't even consider doing that. That's like, that's cheating, you know?
Yeah, if you have to, it's a nice service, you know, if you're breaking down but if you can carry your own stuff, I think there's great value in that.
Well, we're coming up to another break, and this is your host, Dr. Edward Condra. With me is Father Kevin Codd, who's the author of a wonderful book, To the Field of Stars, all about the Camino de Santiago. And my wife and I are going to be doing this pilgrimage starting June the 16th. So if you're listening to the radio show after June the 16th, we're already on the trail, and we'll be returning on July 28th. So we're going to be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for an alternative solution to treat glaucoma? Losing your memory? A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmologica showed that oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressing glaucoma received acetylcholine for 2 years. At the end of that study, the group that received acetylcholine had a much slower rate of visual loss. This study indicates that supplementation with oral acetylcholine might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. Acetylcholine has also been shown to improve memory and slow the rate of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Condrat has formulated a new product that not only has acetylcholine, but other key ingredients to improve your vision and memory. Try his new product for 3 months and see the difference. Dr. Condrat's Vision and Memory product is now being offered at a 20% discount. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. Begin to change your vision and memory now. 800-430-9328.
A new approach to dementia and Alzheimer's is finally available, and it's under your nose. Yes, the answer to these two devastating diseases is right under your nose. Or should I say, in your nose. A published study shows that intranasal light, a laser light placed in your nose, can reverse symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In 30 days, over two-thirds of the patients had an improvement of symptoms. This treatment can also help with headaches and memory problems. Treatment is simple with a small laser light placed in your nostril. The laser light bathes the blood vessels in the nose, which then travel to the brain. This treatment is documented to reduce inflammation and stimulate activity of cells. This simple, portable treatment device can be used daily. For more information, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or visit healingtheeye.com. The answer is right under your nose. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Would you like to have a very profitable career without the typical expense of building one from the ground up? No selling, no inventory, no employees, and no debt. Listen to the Delta Trading Show every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Or call 888-959-4004. 888-959-4004. The Delta Trading Show, Thursdays at 3 p.m.
Tech One Auto in Peoria is your premier auto repair and service shop. We offer rapid, accurate diagnosis and repair. Our technicians are specially trained and we're fully committed to a service-oriented code of ethics. There's no need to wait around while we work on your car. We'll call you when the repairs are done. If you need a car while yours is in the shop, we can arrange a rental car at our low rate of only $10 per day. Call now and ask for Fred Hewels, owner of Tech One Auto, 623-486-4824, 623-486-4824, or visit techoneauto.com. That's tech, the number one, auto.com, or call 623-486-4824.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
Welcome back to Health Addiction. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Father Kevin Codd, the author of To the Field of Stars, a wonderful book on the Camino de Santiago, sacred 500-mile pilgrimage. And I'd like to open up the line. So if listeners out there, if you have any questions for Father Codd or about the Camino, please give us a call. You can reach us at 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or toll-free, 866-536-1100. That's toll-free, 866-536-1100. And then Father promised to give me a blessing. Now, there's a traditional Camino blessing, and I'd be honored, Father, if you could give me a blessing to help me on my way.
Yeah, good. I'd be happy to and honored to. This blessing, I first heard it when I landed the first day in the town of Roncesvalles, which is the after you leave San Juan Pied-de-Port and go over the mountain, you end up that little place. It's a beautiful old, very ancient city. And at the Mass, they blessed us after our first very hard day of walking with these words, and I share them with you. O God, you who took up your servant Abraham from the city of Ur of the Chaldeans, watching over him in all his wanderings, you who are the guide of the Hebrew people in the desert, we ask that you deign to take care of these your servants who, for love of your name, make a pilgrimage to Compostela. Be a companion for them along the path, a guide at crossroads, a strength in their weariness, defense before dangers, shelter on the way, shade against the heat, light in the darkness, a comforter in their discouragement, and firmness in their intentions, in order that, through your guidance, they may arrive unscathed at the end of their journey, and enriched with graces and virtues, they might return safely to their homes, which now lament their absence, filled with salutary and lasting joy. And may God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, thank you, Father.
A little Catholic twist on the end there.
I'll be thinking of those words when the pain starts to set in.
Write them down and put them in your pocket somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you have it written, if you could email that to me, that would be great.
It's in the book, actually, so you can
okay.
Write it. Page 20, it's early on.
Okay, page 20. What was the major transformation for you? Because you've done the Camino twice, correct?
Yes, I did that. I did the Spanish one, and then later on, 5 years later, I walked from my home in Belgium south through France and almost made it to Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, and then had to stop because I got tendonitis. And then 2 years ago, I finished it. I walked the last little bit. So in three passes, I've walked the whole thing from Belgium near Brussels to Compostela. The major thing, I think perhaps the major thing that it did for me was, as a priest in particular, it made me deeply aware of the importance and the value of hospitality as a profound Christian virtue and gesture. That walking like Jesus walked in, you know, along the ways of Galilee and Judea, I think you experience how vital and important welcome and hospitality is. And I think this other thing it did for me was, as a pastor running a parish, I see the parish church far less institutionally, you know, far less like a business where you have programs and you have budgets and all that stuff. We still have that. But I think I experience much more fundamentally beneath that the encounter part of it that happens so much along the Camino. And for example, here I serve college students, university students at Washington State University, and I, you know, they come and they go. They pass through our place. They're not here very long, and they come when they need help, and they and some of you see them for a while, and then they sort of disappear back into the woodwork, and then they come back again. And that's, I think I have a much deeper appreciation for that than I would have if I hadn't. You know, I'm here when they need me. I'm there. You know, I try to be a good hospitalero, is the Spanish word, hospitality person, someone who meets them at the door, greets them, cares for them, and sends them on their way, hopefully stronger and than they were when they came in the door. So that's, I think, for me, some of the depth, the spiritual depth as a pastor and as a priest that's been really helpful, fundamentally.
Well, one thing that I read, Father, is that it really helps you to lead a more simplistic life. You know, it seems like in our society, especially in my life, I'm just surrounded by clutter. And there's just so many things that are around me that I don't really need. And I can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that when you do the Camino, you'll return and realize that, you know, you can live a very simple life and you don't need all these material things. You're to live a very fruitful life and full life. So one of the goals that my wife and I have, we'd like to downsize. You know, we've collected all these things, you know, raising five sons and, you know, relatives and gifts and, you know, just our home is cluttered. And,
yeah.
You know, we just want to live a simple life, enjoy each other and, you know, strive to help other people.
Right. I think you'll experience that. I think that's true. I think you'll really sense that.
And it may start by, I think I definitely overpacked after the first couple of, trips, first couple of days, that pack, I may start to get rid of some of my clothes.
Yeah. Well, you'll be amazed what you find you don't need out there. You said, I thought I would need this, and I don't need it, actually. Start leaving stuff behind as you walk. If your pack's anything over 30 pounds, then you've got way too much. At least if you're a normal build as an American man, that's not as much as you want to take anything over that.
I'm used to doing hikes in the Grand Canyon where you have to carry all your food for 5 days and water. And so usually my backpack was close to 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So I think that my pack right now is between 25 and 30.
Probably that's about right.
Supply of water. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
So let's talk, we're coming up to a close, and let's talk a little bit about the book.
Okay.
Folks can order it on Amazon.
Sure.
.com. That's where I ordered mine. I have a copy of your book, and I also have it on my Kindle. And it's called To the Field of Star by Kevin A. Codd. And also, Father Kevin has a wonderful blog describing his adventure if you don't want to buy the book. You can visit his blog. And what is your website, Father?
Oh, that's a good question. That's been so long since I looked at it.
That's how I tracked you down. Googled your name, Kevin A. Codd, and came across it. You'll have to buy the book.
It's out there somewhere. I can't remember what
it's a wonderful book. And Father, I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
Your book has been an inspiration, and after talking to you, I'm even more excited to do the Camino.
Well, I think it'll be everything you expect and more. It'll be much more than you even dream, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thanks for the blessing.
You're welcome.
So you're listening to Healthy Vision. And this is your host, Dr. Sandra, and I just finished interviewing Father Kevin A. Codd, the author of To the Field of Stars. And you can join me on the Camino and follow my wife and I, our progress, by going to healingvi.com/Camino. And until next week, this is your host, Dr. Edward Condrott, with me wishing you good health and clear vision.
America is truly exceptional, and she deserves to be defended in the face of a rogue and runaway government. As respecters of freedom, we must commit to raising the banner of freedom for all to see. Hi, this is Shane Krauser, the director of the American Academy for Constitutional Education. Inspire your group and give them the tools and education to move this message forward. Schedule us to speak at your next event by visiting us at aafce.com. America's best days are yet to come. That's aafce.com.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Legends, brought to you locally by Chick-fil-A of Phoenix, starting July 16th. Visit any participating Phoenix-area Chick-fil-A for the Chick-fil-A Golden Nose Giveaway. Find the Golden Nose for the opportunity to be a guest ringmaster, tickets to the show, and Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich meals for a year. No purchase necessary. Visit Golden Nose.